much. Well, I'm going to take y'all for another little ride today. Well, let me tell y'all a little bit about what I'm doing right now. Like I said, I started y'all a letter this morning. I come up to Motor Pool at 6:30 this morning, and we're supposed to went out the ladder up there. We went out there, and the ground was too wet, and we couldn't haul that ladder right. You know, we won't haul it unless it's reasonably dry, because it clods on us. But anyway, went out there and come back, told them it's too wet, and we had to take our batteries out and clean them, first one thing or another. Took some pictures while I was doing it. I'll send some of them to you. I'm running on my dump truck today. A couple of tapes back, I told y'all, thought I'd take over that front loader. Well, I've been doing just a little bit of everything here lately. Been running front loader some, been running a dozer some, and had a tractor and low boy for a couple of days. And I'm back on my old dump truck now, and they're running short-handed right now, so I just filled in on my old truck again. And some of the boys on R&R, we got a couple of boys in the hospital, and first one thing and another, you know. But anyway, this tape I got is a real long tape on this one. Hope y'all don't get bored with it, and we'll make it out the best we can. I might have to cut it off before it gets off on this little reel, but I can run it back on the big one maybe and everything will be all right. I told y'all a letter this morning. I don't remember if I told y'all on tape the other night or not, but I got a letter from Eddie and Sally, and they sent me a tape of Eddie and them while they was playing in the van. They sent me some pictures of their kids and them and one of Aunt Willie. Really enjoyed them all, and I hadn't even answered them back yet. I was going to make them a tape, but as a matter of fact, I started it, but I never did finish it. And I taped over it. I think, well, that's the tape that me and Larry made y'all the other night. I taped over all of it. So today, I just thought I'd talk to y'all a little bit. It went by pretty lonesome. Might say I'm down the dumps a little bit. That ain't nothing new, though. I mean, I stay that way the biggest part of the time. Brother and sis, I got a letter from y'all yesterday, and really did enjoy. Got a kick out of them little old notes that the boys sent me, of course. And so everything going pretty fine. Don't know really if the boys going to get on up here or not. I might just go on out to level that pit by myself if they don't get here pretty quick. I come back, as soon as they told, you know, this morning I come back out here, as soon as they told us we had to clean our battery boxes and everything, well, I got right on mine. I got it finished, and I was through at 11 o'clock. And we're supposed to knock off for chat just a little before, a little bit before 12, you know. And I finished mine. I knocked off at 11 o'clock. I went down to the tent and messed around down there and looked some pictures, first one thing and another. And so I started to send the letters that I'd wrote this morning. I said, well, I'll just go back and make a tape and make the day pass off pretty good. I haven't heard from Linda since Friday. Last letter I got from her, she was pretty pissed at me, but that's kind of, well, you might say a regular thing. I don't know what's going on or nothing. Ain't no big thing, I know that. I'll just be glad and I can get back and make everything like it's supposed to be. And by the way, Mom, the other night Larry told you on that tape to send me some sheets and pillowcases. Don't bother. I'm fine just the way I am. I don't need them. And I just rather go on like it is. And while I'm here sitting here talking by myself, I want to tell y'all that y'all was trying to see if I could see about coming home and everything. Well, I look at it one way, y'all. This is straight from my heart. I'd love to be there, all of y'all know it. But I've got half of it behind me now. And it's too late to quit now. If I could have came home when I first had the chance, there's planes going over. Y'all gonna hear a lot of noise on this today. But if I
just come home right after I first got here. I came in a minute. But I'm kind of getting adjusted to it now, even though I hate to admit it. And I don't care anything about coming back until my time's done. Like I told y'all, both of y'all, in the letters I wrote this morning. Naturally, I didn't mail them. But I got friends over here, and I just wouldn't feel right going off and leaving them. And everybody look at me and tell me I couldn't take it and everything, and I can take it. And if I can do it, I can do it too. I can tough it out. I'm on way downhill now. I've got half of it behind me, so the rest of it will be a breeze. And when I get back and have this discharge, and they say I done my time in Vietnam, everything, I can go to work just about anywhere, so I wouldn't even try to come back. Now, I appreciate y'all telling me, and I'm glad that y'all would like for me to get back now and everything, but really my wish right now is just to go ahead and finish my time up over here, and that's what I'm going to do. So let's just forget about that. And Linda, like I said, I ain't heard from her since Friday, and I don't know when I'll hear from her again. Don't y'all think we're having any trouble or anything. Don't worry about it, because like I said, it's no big thing. But, don't know if we're going to meet in Hawaii or not. I just don't know what to think right now. But as time goes by, we'll all find out, and I'll explain it all when I see y'all, which ain't but about 6 months and days away now. So we'll just forget about that. But everything will be fine once I get back. I'll turn her over my knee and spank her butt, and everything will be just fine. Well, I see some of the boys wandering down this way now from up to tents. Like I said, I'm sitting down at the motor pool. So I guess we'll be pulling out here in just a minute. Let me turn this off just a second, make sure it's okay. Well, I run it back, and the boy's sitting in the tool room now. And I want to make sure it's recording okay. Be ready to go. I'll be running lead truck today. And fixing to pull out and take y'all on a ride now. And they ought to be ready about any minute. Well, haul some ladder right. Get the chopper pads fixed up. Don't know what we'd do without them choppers over here. You just don't know. Boy, I drove old Bill helicopter out there many a time, but I never thought what the wonder they was doing for the boys over here. Well, here goes. Everybody get ready. I'm fixing to check everything out, see if everything's going okay here. Take y'all for a ride. Well, that's a warning buzzer. That's an air pressure buzzer. Letting you know your air pressure's down and everything. Couple of minutes now, y'all fasten your seatbelt. Hope I ain't boring y'all during this. I get a kick out of it, like I said. And, running on that ladder out there now. Everybody lining up, ready to go. So, be proud of y'all. Let's go out there. Everything, I hope y'all enjoy it. Brother Matt, I wish you were here with me. You'd get a big kick out of taking this old thing down the road, run a 5-ton dump. Man, a deep crowd just passed. And he's got a pipeline here. Just a minute, let me cut this off.
Hey, man, are they ready to go out there? Are they loading yet?
Well, I run that back to see if the volume's working okay and everything. Sounds all right, so stopped from there, and I told the rest of the boys, I told the rest of the boys I was going on out there. Said they wasn't going to start loading until about 1, but I'm going to go on out there and shoot the bull with them, maybe get a couple of them say a word or two on the tape, and take y'all for a little ride. I hope this don't bore y'all, really. Y'all sound like you got so much kick out of the last time that I thought I'd do it again, so here we go. We'll go out there and check everything out. And
back and see you as we go.
loaded up now, so I'm gonna stop right here and wait for the rest of them to get lined up. Turn this noisy outfit off. Talk to y'all a few minutes while I'm waiting on them.
Well, I can see some more of the trucks coming now, so they'll be loaded up and we'll be pulling out in a minute. And I'll get this side made. I might make the other side tonight after I get back. So, let me turn it off, man, and let them get loaded up and get everything underway here.
Well, they're loaded up now and ready to go, so I'll go on out and dump this. And I'll talk to y'all a little bit. Let's go.
Sue, Keith, Craig, and Todd. I'm back camp now. And that didn't turn out too good on that tape today. I just played it back. And y'all got a kick out of it last time. I thought maybe you might get a kick out of that. So maybe you can make it out. At least it'll take up part of the tape. But I'm back at the camp now. And I'm going to try to finish out the biggest part of this tape. It's one of them long tapes, so it's going to be hard for me to talk it all out, but I'm going to try. I'm out here between the old tents again by myself, and so I'm going to talk to y'all a while tonight and go in, sack out a while. Hope y'all don't think I'm silly or losing my cool for making that tape while I'm working, but like I said, it's pretty hard just to get out and make a tape, you know, a whole tape by yourself. But maybe from that, well, you kind of see what I'm doing over here and everything. I hope so. I hope y'all don't get mad at me for making it like that. I wanted to do it because it sounded like the Max and them really enjoyed it the last time, and
Anything makes y'all happy, you know I like to do it. So now, I'll just talk to y'all a while I'm sitting here by myself. I'm by myself tonight, and ain't nobody else here with me. There'll probably be some boys coming by. As I make his tape, holler at me, say, "Daddy, you making another tape tonight?" or something like that. But if they do, well, y'all know what it is, so I'll just try to make this out the best I can. Well, I got off of work and went, took me a shower, and went down to mail call. I didn't get any mail from Linda, but I got a sweet letter from brother and sis, Maxie and Sue. I know y'all listen to this, so really did enjoy the letter y'all got. I'm glad to know that y'all enjoyed the picture that I sent of Tanya. I knew you would. And, yeah, she's really grown. She's getting to be a big girl. And it's hard to be away from her, not get to see her. I don't have to tell y'all, I think about her every day. And, well, I really don't know how to put it, but I just hope she's happy and everything. You know, she'll be starting school now, next couple of days from right now. By the time y'all get this, she'll be going to school. Got a letter from Linda Sue and few days back, and now this tape is just to the family, so I ain't trying to hide nothing. So just as it gets on the other side, this side, just a minute.